This item appeared in last week's edition of the Henley Standard, dated the 27th of March. Celebration of Chalk Stream with Appeal for Young Help. About 70 residents gathered at the village hall in Ewell to celebrate the chalk stream and crestbeds. There was a three-round quiz and a cappella group Shiraz, led by organiser Andrea Powell, also performed for guests. A small exhibition was set up by David Solomon, the chair of the Friends of the Ewell Watercress Beds. There were information boards, images of crestbed projects, maps of the beds, and a short history book on the local chalk stream. Visitors were served food and drink, and there was also a raffle. A total of £1,200 was raised to go towards the maintenance and management of the crestbeds and the associated nature reserve. Mr. Solomon, who lives in Ewell and is a retired freshwater biologist, has been involved with the annual fundraiser for 6 years. He said, "We put this event on every year. What is different is thinking about the theme for the exhibition that we want to cover. Previously, we've had one on the art of the crestbeds, one on the history of the working crestbeds, and now we have the brook and a little about the River Thames." It was fantastic to see the village hall packed, but if you look around at the average age here, it is not school children. We want to encourage more young people to join in. We hold our annual Children's Day event at the crestbeds, which usually works well, but we want more young people involved because they are the custodians of this resource in the future. A 12-minute film made by Martha Glennon, 26, entitled Not Born Yesterday, born spelled B-O-U-R-N-E, Stories of Chalk Streams, was screened to guests. She said, "It's so important to give back to the committees who fed into our programme. Sorry, the communities who fed into our programme. David Solomon, who authored the book about the Ewell Brook and featured in our film, has been so brilliant with helping us. We wanted to come back and present to the Friends of the Ewell Watercress Beds, which does such extraordinary work to protect this chalk stream and to protect that heritage. We need more people advocating for rivers. We all know the dire state that chalk streams are in. There are so many threats, and we need people who will advocate for them and look after them. We need those local champions. The Friends of the Ewell Watercress Beds are a really good example of a community initiative of citizen scientists who are getting into the river and doing fly sampling, for example. They're looking for brown trout. They're monitoring the health of their local river. But they're also celebrating the long history of its life and its heritage." Lord Michael Jay of Ewell attended the fundraiser with his wife, Lady Sylvia Jay. He sits on the Environment Committee in the House of Lords and is a big supporter of the crestbeds. "It's good to be here," Lord Jay said. "I'm very much a supporter of anybody who can draw attention to the chalk streams and make the people who live in the towns and villages nearby feel that the chalk streams are part of their life and always have been. I think that's a really important thing which the group here is doing. I thought the film was absolutely excellent, and it's good that David Solomon and other members of the Ewell community were playing such a prominent part in it, because the chalk stream is so important to me. We live just opposite the pond in the village, and the stream runs down the side of the road, so we're conscious of it every single day. I think this is the sort of events which the Green Party and the Liberal Democrats are very, very good at organising. There are a lot of people here and in the neighbouring areas who are really interested in the chalk stream, and it's great to have this kind of evening. As Powell said, the evening was a great success. The feedback has been very positive. The varied activities were popular, particularly the excellent film from the Not Born Yesterday team. It was lovely to see so many people from the village, and beyond all, enjoying convivial chat, good food, and great entertainment. I would particularly like to thank those who contributed raffle prizes, to Sue and David Cooper, who ran the bar, and to Yvonne Solomon, Stevenson, and Susan Horner, who prepared all the food, served it up, and then cleared up afterwards.